All right, welcome to episode 308 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. In today's podcast, we're going to be continuing the series on the church in Thyatira, Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word. We thank you for this time we're about to spend in your presence. Holy Spirit, first we ask for your cleansing in your blood. And we just want to say thank you for the opportunity to gather to listen to your word. I pray today that may our hearts be prepared to hear your truth. I pray that may you please open our hearts to receive your word and give us the grace to not just be hearers only, but also doers of your word, to meditate on your word and let your word transform our lives and change the way we live. It's in your mighty name we pray. Amen. So, thus far, we've talked about the church in Thyatira in two parts. Again, if you missed those episodes, I would strongly encourage you to go back and listen to those. And we see that this is a church that is discussed in the book of Revelation chapter 2, verses 18 to 29, And we've talked about how, you know, a few key things, right? Like how are you relative to your beginning, right? How are you relative to your beginning? God wants you to be productive. We've talked about the importance of claims versus reality. And we've talked about why false teaching is dangerous, All right, so now we're going to continue with this church. And again, you know, I'm not going to read Revelation 2:18 to 29 just for the sake of time, but let's kind of pick up from where we stopped, right? So stopped at like verse 20, you know, nevertheless, I have a few things against you because you allow that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce my servants to commit sexual immorality and eat things sacrificed to idols. And I gave her time to repent of her sexual immorality and she did not repent. Indeed, I will cast her into a sick bed, and those who commit adultery with her into great tribulation, unless they repent of their deeds. I will kill her children with death, and all the churches shall know that I am the one, I am he who searches the minds and hearts, and I will give to each one of you according to your works. Right? So again, I'm reading from the New King James Version. So again, what is one big thing that's important to focus on today? What are some big issues with this church? We see that two big issues with this church were sexual immorality and idolatry. But let's talk about these two things, right? So the thing is, again, you've seen me preach so much and teach so much against these doctrines because they're very dangerous, right? The prosperity gospel, the word of faith movement, name it and claim it theology. These things are all rooted in idolatry. That's the truth. Right? Why do I say they are rooted in idolatry? They're rooted in idolatry because these doctrines, they exalt self, they exalt money, they exalt material things over God. If you notice, all these people talk about is health, wealth, and prosperity. These things, they focus more on what God can do for you instead of you following him. Basically, these theologies, they're all about what can you get from the Lord. It pretty much makes you a gold digger in your relationship with God. That is not a relationship because you're just like in it for what you can get from it, right? In it for what you can get from it. And the thing is, God's issue with this church is that they tolerated these evils and those that thought these evils. That's one thing that God really hated about this church. The thing is, it's not only just people coming and teaching these evil doctrines and whatnot. That's not all. The thing that's really dangerous is being tolerant. Again, though, that's bad. But I know the thing that's almost even worse is being tolerant of these evils and being tolerant of people that teach these things. See, let me tell you this. This is one big problem with the American church today. And not just the American church. Many churches all over the world, right? Many churches these days, they water down sin. They're afraid to call out sin because they want to promote the principles of social justice. They want to promote the principles of being politically correct, right? The church cannot afford to water down sin and not confront it. Let me tell you this. You as a church, as an individual, because let me tell you this. We individuals are the church, right? We individuals are the church. We need to learn to take a strong stance against these things. Right? In fact, let's look at what Apostle Paul says in the book of Galatians. I'm going to read from the book of Galatians chapter 1, verses 6 to 12. Galatians 1, verses 6 to 12. And again, I'm going to read from the New King James Version, Galatians 1, verses 6 to 12, right? He says, I marvel that you are turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of Christ to a different gospel, which is not another. Well, there are some who trouble you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than what we have preached to you, let him be accursed. As we have said before, so now I say again, if anyone preaches any other gospel to you than what you have received, let him be accursed. For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I still pleased men, I would not be a bondservant of Christ. But I make known to you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached by me is not according to man. For I neither received it from man, nor was I taught it, but it came through the revelation of Jesus Christ. Do you see what Apostle Paul is saying here? He's saying that, hey, if any person is preaching false gospel, let that person be cursed. Let that person be cursed. This is a person that was not afraid to call out false teachers, right? This is a person that was not afraid to call out evil and iniquity, right? So let me tell you this. Don't be afraid to call these things out and to leave these places. Don't be afraid because, see, if you stay silent, you are condoning, you are implicitly agreeing with the evils that are going on, right? Don't let fear cause you not to speak out the truth in love. Again, you don't have to speak out the truth as a fanatic. The Bible says speaking the truth in love. So when you're calling out these things, do it in love. Don't do it being so adversarial, as many people are today, right? They're like, I'm going to insult you, I'm going to destroy you. No, that's not what God calls us to, right? We're called to speak the truth and to do it in love, right? But by staying silent, you're literally condoning and implicitly agreeing with the evils that you're not speaking against, right? Because let me tell you this. I remember, you know, I've told you this. Many of you know I'm a Nigerian. And in our cultural background, respect is such a huge thing, right? But I was a member of a church where they were preaching so many things that were just not, like, they would take the word of God out of context. And the big focus was on prosperity gospel, right? And for me, like, I was like, ooh, I'm never going to say anything against this. I'm never going to say anything against this. But honestly, I'm grateful to God that the Lord gave me the courage to finally start calling some of these things out. Because if I did not learn these things, if the Lord did not give, because it was not me that was bold, it was the Spirit of the Lord that helped me here. If the Spirit of the Lord did not help me to be bold and call out these things, I mean, I've kept staying under that bondage, right? I mean, I've kept staying under that bondage, right? But you need to speak up, but speak up in love, right? Because some of these churches that are preaching the wrong thing, and this is something that happens a lot in the church I came from, they will say things like, oh, you cannot speak against a man of God. And then they'll use scripture out of context. They'll say, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. Basically, they will essentially threaten you spiritually, in quote, that, hey, if you speak against a man of God, your life is going to be destroyed. Bad things are going to happen to you. If you leave this church, something terrible is going to happen to you. That's what they say in many cases. That's just basically spiritual blackmail. Right? That's basically spiritual blackmail, right? So that's the thing, because see, if you're working against the devil's agenda, you will not have friendship. You will have opposition. Look at what Apostle Paul says. He says, look at verse 10 of Galatians chapter 1. For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I still pleased men, I would not be a bondservant of Christ. The Bible says friendship with the world is enmity with God. Right? If you are agreeing with the things of the devil, if you are condoning the things of the devil, you'll be a friend of the devil. And the devil will not come after you. But when the devil sees that you are taking a stand, he will come after you. The moment you surrender your life to the Lord, the moment you give your life to Christ, you acquire a bunch of enemies, the devil being the chief of them. Right? So that's the thing. Don't be afraid to speak up. Because here's the thing. If you tolerate these things and you don't speak about them, it will lead to bigger travesties down the line. Right? Let's take historical precedents. Look at the German church. The German church, they did not speak out during the early forays of Adolf Hitler. Look at what happened. Lots of Jews were massacred. Right? Or if you think about it, the Supreme Court decision in the United States that legalized gay marriage in 2015. You know, don't get me wrong, gay marriage and stuff was an issue then. But things have really taken off just in like less than 10 years. right? Just in less than 10 years. Those seemingly small things became big because they were what? They were tolerated. They were tolerated. And I'm telling you this, today, if you speak up against these things, the next thing they say is, oh, I'm going to cancel you. I'm going to cancel you. But let me tell you this, it's better to be canceled in the eyes of man, but to be upheld in the eyes of God. When you have God as your backer, when you have God as your advocate, you have everything you need. The Bible says, what is my, you know, the Lord is my light and salvation. Who shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Don't be afraid of anybody. The Bible says, don't fear him who alone can destroy the body, but fear him who can destroy both body and soul in hell. Fear him who can destroy both body and soul in hell. Fear him who can destroy both body and soul in hell. Was it not Apostle Peter in the book of Acts that said, we'll rather fear God and disobey man? Right? Because people will threaten you. They will say, oh, I'm going to cancel you. I'm going to destroy you. Yes, that's fine. Go ahead and destroy. Right? Go ahead and destroy. Although in the end, there is great judgment that is waiting for you if you don't repent. Right? When you go after a child of God, God will go after you as well. But again, see. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. The Bible says in the book of Revelation, I cannot remember exactly where, but I think it's Revelation chapter 3, verse 20, I think. He says, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. And they did not love their lives even to the death. They did not love their lives even to the death. So don't be afraid of cancel culture. They may try to cancel you, but don't worry. The Lord will not cancel you. The Lord will stand by you. The Lord will stand by you. Because see, when you tolerate these things, what is seemingly small will ultimately become big, right? If you look at the book of Galatians chapter 5, verse 9, Galatians chapter 5, verse 9, it says, a little leaven leavens the whole lump. These things start off as small, but then they grow big, right? They grow big. See, it's always better to deal with something when it's in its infancy. If you wait, if you let that thing keep festering, keep growing, it can become a big problem, right? Look at, for example, a child that is poorly trained. A child that is poorly trained will become problematic when they grow. A child that is poorly trained will become problematic kids when they grow. In fact, let's look at the book of Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6. Proverbs 22, verse 6, it says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. So, see, when he's a child, train him up, so that when he is old, he will not depart. So that means if you don't train him up when he's a child, when he's old, he will depart from it. He'll become a problem when he grows up, right? In fact, let's look at the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 22. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 22. What does he say? He says, abstain from every form of evil. Abstain. Because that thing that is small will become a big issue down the line. That thing that is small, that is tolerated, will ultimately become a big issue down the line. Will ultimately become a big issue down the line, right? David's sexual immorality, how did he begin? He began with watching a naked woman bathe. It began with watching a naked woman bathe. Although we don't have time for this. Time will fail me to discuss this. But if you actually look back, David had typically had a weakness with women. That's the truth. But again, that's a topic of discussion for another day, right? We saw Abigail, right? David just had a weakness for women, right? But again, that's a topic for another day, right? But David's sexual immorality, if we just look at it from the issues that happened, right? He watched Bathsheba bathing. He watched a naked woman bathe. And then from there, he committed adultery with her. From there, he murdered her husband. From there, he tried to cover it up. Do you see all these great sins all started with one seemingly small sin? Right? Something that is small that's tolerated ends up becoming a big issue. Ends up becoming a big issue. Look at Moses. He was one of the greatest prophets that ever lived. But hey, anger was a problem. It was anger that made him kill an Egyptian. He went into exile for 40 years. You think that, hey, I'd learned my lesson. No, he did not. It was anger after the Lord gave him the stone tablets with the Ten Commandments. He broke those stone tablets. He did not learn his lesson. It was anger. Instead of him to speak to the rock as the Lord commanded him, he struck the rock. When he struck the rock, God was like, you know what? That's it. That's it. That's it. This is the end of the journey for you. You will not lead my children Israel into the promised land. So again, these small things, speak up against them. Deal with 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 them now, so that it doesn't become a big issue that will destroy your destiny. Are you a young man or a young woman that's watching pornographic movies? Let me tell you this, you are setting yourself up for destruction. you're setting yourself up for disaster. There are people that it just started with one porn movie that they watched. And guess what? It's been years and years and years and years of struggle. Or they may have graduated from pornography to committing adultery with other people, right? And see, marriage does not cure pornography. Marriage does not cure sexual immorality. It doesn't. You see some people, they're like, oh, when I get married, I'll stop this thing. No, 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 no. In fact, things will get worse. Things will get worse. So please, I'm encouraging you, deal with these things and be willing to hear the truth. Be willing to hear the truth, right? Be willing to hear the truth. Because you see some people, they say, oh, and this is the fallacy of the world. This is how the devil deceives people. He says, oh, you know, you should love everybody. Love covers all. Love covers all. No, see, let me tell you this. You should love, but truth is part of the package of love. Truth is part of the package of love. Love involves telling the truth. A big problem you see in many churches today is that they take love too far. This is like love gone wrong. They take love too far to the point of tolerating iniquity. They're like, oh, let's love everybody. And then sexual immorality is condoned, right? Same-sex marriage is condoned. Abortion is condoned. No, it shouldn't be so. It shouldn't be so. See, let me tell you this. Tolerance to avoid hurting the feelings of others is not love. Tolerance to avoid hurting the feelings of others is not love. In fact, let's look at the book of Proverbs chapter 27, verse 6. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 6. It says, faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. Right? See, let me tell you this. If a person is your friend and they tell you the truth, you should hold on to that friendship. You should literally hold on to that friendship because that person truly values your life. That person truly values your soul, right? That person truly values their soul, right? And again, I'm not going to spend time on this, but if you look at Hebrews chapter 12, verses 5 to 11, Hebrews chapter 12, verses 5 to 11, right? It talks about how the Lord disciplines those that he loves. If God loves you, he will discipline you. If God loves you, he will scourge you. As a parent, if you love your kids, you will discipline them. You will tell them the truth in love. So please, I'm encouraging you today, right? Don't be tolerant of these evils in your life. Don't be tolerant of these evils in your life and be willing in love to speak out against evil. Don't cower in fear, right? Don't say, oh, because I may lose my job, because I may lose my livelihood, because I may lose this, because I may lose that. No, see, it's better to have a prized possession in the sight of God than to have a prized possession in the sight of the world. In fact, let me tell you this. If the world is your friend, check your life. You've probably screwed up in one way or the other. Right? So I just pray that the Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. Right? So again, by the grace of God, I believe there's going to be one more part to this series on the church in Thyatira. Right? And if you've not surrendered your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, again, I'm not going to force some prayer of salvation on you. I will give you some homework. Listen to episodes 254. Again, I will encourage you to give your life to the Lord because it's the best decision literally you can take in your life. But I will encourage you, listen to episodes 254. And episode 287. It'll tell you about why you need a savior, and it will tell you the specific reasons why you need salvation. It will tell you about the cost of following Jesus, because I'm not trying to be a car salesman here. I'm not going to tell you that, oh, if you sign up with the Lord, it's health, wealth, and prosperity. No. The Bible, the cost of following Jesus is laid out very beautifully in Luke chapter 9, verse 23. Luke chapter 9, verse 23. I'll let you read that on your own time, right? But again, the thing is, it's the best decision you can make. It's the best decision you can make. I want you to count the cost and then make the decision. And when you're done making that decision, and you know, at the end of episode 254, there's an opportunity to say a prayer with me where you can surrender your life to the Lord. And then if you do that, go ahead and listen to episodes 96 to 101 on the website, 96 to 101. It is titled The 5 Basic Responsibilities of a Believer. The 5 Basic Responsibilities of a Believer. It will tell you specific things you can do so you can grow in your walk with Christ. So Lord, we thank you for your word we have heard this morning. My Lord and my God, please give us the grace not to cower in fear. Give us the grace to be bold. Your word says that the righteous are bold as a lion. Give us the grace to be bold and to take a stand for you, both in our personal lives, those things, those weights, those easily besetting sins. Give us the grace to deal with them thoroughly now. We can't deal with them in our own strength, but the Spirit of God can help us. The grace of God can help us. Give us the grace to deal with these things boldly, to lay them aside and to fix our eyes on you and follow you. And give us the grace in our places of work, in our homes, in our families, to be bold to speak the truth in love, that your name might be exalted, O God. Thank you, Father, for your faithfulness. We commit today into your able hands. We ask that may you have your way in everything we do, and give us the grace to bring much praise and much glory unto your holy name. It's in your mighty name we pray. Amen. So thank you for listening to me in today's podcast. I will see you in episode 309. Have a wonderful day. The Lord bless you, and bye for now. Shalom.